AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Cha! Vic's gotta go. You're wrong about Lou, Vic. It's over.
Of all the days for him to sprint out of the studio and say, I've got to go.
Yeah, let it go. Blood work my ass.
He didn't do it there either. I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
I heard it earlier on the way up. Ty Lue's still in the mix.
Yeah, he didn't do it. He knew we'd jump on it. Believe what you're told. There'd be chaos if everyone thought for themselves.
Run, Vic.
Run, you cur. Tell all the curs.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports.
Get in the game.
Home of the Dodgers. Dodgers-Nats tonight. Their win streak snapped. There will not be back-to-back sweeps. Well, I guess there could be. It would just be bad if there were now. As the Dodgers lose 6-0.
Terrible.
Pat Corbin and the district. They will get it going tonight at 7:10 p.m. Kenta Maeda on the mound.
The district didn't sleep alone last night. They had a threesome after freaking shutting the Dodgers out.
No kidding.
At the Chateau Marmont.
We will go to Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck at 6 p.m. For the next 3 hours, though, it is a Frogman Friday.
Take me for a trip upon your magic swirling ship.
Frogman.
My senses have been stripped.
Frogman.
My hands can't feel to grip.
Frogman.
My toes too numb to step.
Frogman.
Waiting only for my boot heels. On a Frogman Friday, we represent and pay homage to the great and powerful Mike Nelson.
Dave died at the hands of two other men who had learned to live underwater and to kill underwater. There were no scars, no wounds to testify to what happened. They simply turned off the valve that delivered air to Dave Norfolk and watched him drown helpless. Then they turned the valve back on, knowing that when and if his body were found, he'd be just another scuba diver who'd met with a mysterious accident. There'd be nothing to indicate homicide. I didn't know Dave Norfolk or his killers. I didn't know that I was soon to face those killers myself.
Lloyd Bridges, of course, from Sea Hunt. Who do we got, Cates? Don McLean.
What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
We got to get that stuff to Florida. You know what that's like these days? You've got the freaking Navy everywhere. You got frogmen.
Frogmen?
You got EC2s with the satellite tracking stuff. You got the freaking Bell 209 assault choppers up the ass. We are losing one out of every nine loads. No duck walk anymore. Let me tell you. Forget about money. What do you suggest that is reasonable?
What's reasonable is C-Lab, of course.
If you're looking for me, you better check under the sea. Because that is where you'll find me, underneath the C-Lab, underneath the water. C-Lab, at the bottom of the sea.
I get it. So it's included.
It's a total of 35.
I get it.
He gets 26 now.
And that's what I thought. Hey, yeah, man, that sucks.
And then, like, that fifth-year option is going to be, like, $20 million.
Should have played baseball.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he gave them back $4.6 million to pocket 19. That was his signing.
No, I got you. But, you know, when you get your head knocked off and you could have played for 20 years in Oakland and been a hero like Canseco and Maguire, I don't know, man.
He did say something interesting at the combine.
Kyler Murray, we're talking about,
yeah,
by the
actually,
way.
No, it was at the draft. I heard him say it. And it was an interesting point. He said, you know, when you're playing baseball and you're in the middle of it, it's exciting. It's the sport you play. He's like, but then you're in Norman and you're making big plays and there's 80,000 people freaking out.
Oh, come on. It's like that in Oakland.
He said, that's when you realize, yeah, I can't go back to,
to
what that was.
They get crazy in Oakland, Matt.
Oh, yeah, the A's fans.
When the toilets explode, they go wild.
Who threw the no-hitter? Yeah, you had a no-hitter. Your A's did. How many people saw it?
Fires.
6,300.
The guy from the Fire Fest.
6,300.
When the toilets explode and Barry Zito sings a microphone-less a cappella national anthem, you know Oakland's the place to be. I can't imagine why he'd do that.
I got to play in front of somebody.
We got a great show for everybody today. It is a Frogman Friday.
Oh, wait, real quick before we move off of Kyler Murray?
Yes, Matt.
Now, maybe it's just because I've been around Phillip Rivers the last couple years, and he's not a guy that's going to wear a chain on the practice field. Do most quarterbacks wear chains while they're out there in shorts and in half pads?
No comment. Not unless he's a douche.
Because
quarterback,
it's like
douche.
Hey,
douche move.
You're not in baseball.
You know what?
I know in baseball everyone's running around there with a chain, but
it's
football.
You know who wears a chain in half pads? Well, first of all, no one's going to hit you. So
no,
you
that's what I'm saying. I just don't remember.
But other guys are going to get hit, and you look like a douche in your chain. You look like a douche
because they're getting hit.
You know who wears a chain in half pads? Russell Wilson. That's who wears a chain in half pads.
Well,
Cutler wears
he's got to stay true to his roots.
Cutler wears a gun strap.
No, Cutler rolls up cigarettes in his sleeve.
On top of the gun strap. Yeah. Okay, moving on from Kyler Murray.
From our distraction
the all-time great first-round picks out of Oklahoma ever. Heisman winner Kyler Murray. Not the topic of today's show. Matt?
Why not? Let's do Kyler all day. Arizona Cardinals forever.
There was a protest on, and I'd like to compliment you.
You want to call it a protest?
I did drive by it.
I had to. I guess it's on your way in.
I couldn't drive by the 110 when it's a block away.
You got your eyes on it.
And I could get off the freeway and cruise. If you saw a red truck go real slow in the back of some of those people's camera shots with me and a hat down over my eyes, although my car not too conspicuous, I did get eyes, ojitos, on the protest, at height of the protest,
I would say. You should have teen wolfed it and surfed in the bed.
There was nobody to drive me.
Ghost ride it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Ghost ride
the crash into the Channel 7 van. But I did do that whole deal. I watched the protest. I went real slow, hat down, lokes on.
Did you roll down the window and just yell, douche?
I railed down. But there were so many people there, like a lot more than you saw like at the original LA Times. So many people where they wouldn't hear me scream douche from the car. The original LA Times shots of the 12 guys, right, like arm in arm, were hilarious. And that was right at noon. It was still very sad and very stupid.
Like,
make no mistake.
30, 40 people?
Something like that. And then about 50, 60 media. See, that's what makes it so weird, you know. And they literally had 5 live feeds up. So if you ever see like a news van, I mean, you live in LA, you see news vans all the time, and we see them here in Burbank even more because they're all headquartered here mostly. So they're in and out on Channel 4, Channel 5. So they're all there. When you see them have the radar way up, like the van has a boner, they're live.
Live shot.
So they're live. So there's like 5 live shots, like there's been a killing or something. And actually, more
like it's the parade. Yeah. Like they've won a championship. There's a parade. We're at Staples Center. Let's go there live.
There's more than if there'd been a shooting, unless that shooting was in Beverly Hills or something. Or all those guns that were laid out in Holmby Hills. Like they got 5
a lot of boners out
there. They probably got 5 boners. Like you get 5 boners. How many stations do we have?
5.
Right. All 5 boners.
13, 11, 9, 7. Actually, we got 6, right? Well, no, because
9 and 2
are
the same.
9 and 2 are the same.
Yeah. So it's like,
yeah, you're right. 5.
And there was like 12 news vans.
Well, Univision.
Univision is
right.
Channel 4.
So
same company, same truck.
But they'll take they'll get a Spanish stand-up out there.
Oh, of course.
But on the same truck.
Probably.
So you got everything covered. That's how big of a deal.
Everybody was
someone
there.
Someone made it for a 40 to 60 person protest that was wildly unorganized.
But as you said, Matt, and you did cite this as a protest that you had been privy to years ago, lunch was a major factor. People got hungry and they left and they
Houston.
Did not come back. Yes, Houston, Texas, and a lot of people,
the Oilers.
Houston Oilers, yeah, and a lot of people had to go back to work. And by a lot of people, I mean like 5 of them had to go back to lunch, like 10 people had to go back to work, and then the other guy's still out there. Carlos Rios, Charlie Rivers is still out there doing interviews.
You had the group of Calabasas High School students.
The high school students had to go back for 5th period.
Yes.
So the high school students went out there and made a real mockery of
it. Listen, I came out for free period, but I got to go back.
The guy was like, you gotta hire Nick Young. And Nick Young's on Twitter like, yeah, that's right. And it's like, okay, all right, guys. This was a real protest for people's voices to be heard.
That was their number one goal. One, A-hole challenged me to do a protest. Check.
Well, you did it. You got national media coverage. USA Today, everybody's on this.
We want media coverage. Those were their two goals.
You did it. Let's hear some protest sound from the freaks that were out. And it was a freak show. And you know what? Around 12:30, I think Clipper Daryl showed up.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
And I rolled up my window when I heard the, let go, Clipper. And that's when I hit the gas on the Silverado and just took it to Figueroa.
Headed Blackmore.
Made a left and just told it walking. Let's hear some sound from the protest.
Fire Rambus! Fire Rambus! Fire Rambus!
And then somebody says both of them.
Fire Rambus!
Both of them!
Fire Rambus!
So both of them!
No Jason Kidd! No Jason Kidd! No Jason Kidd! No Jason Kidd!
You want this guy? You want this guy?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hold it up, the mugshot.
To stand with Pat Riley? What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, some good protest sound. And then, this was kind of the stage it was in when I did my slow drive-by. And look, Matt's excuse from this, he drives by downtown, but he drives by the north side of downtown. I drive right there. And I went back and forth like three times. Like, should I go to McDonald's? Should I not go to McDonald's? Should I go to McDonald's? Should I not go to McDonald's? I want a Big Mac, but I'm fat. I want a Big Mac, but I'm fat. You know, it was just like that. And then finally, I cut everybody off getting on the 10. I got off on Pico. I ran that light.
You're right there.
Bam! I'm there right in front of the protest.
Chick Hearn way.
And at the point I saw all the guys breaking off. Now they're all going to have their moment with the LA media because I'm a tool.
Now they're all separated by like 6 feet. You're going to go with this live shot.
And they're
you're
all doing
go with
separate
live shot. Right.
Shots and separate media. Here's the one from a portly gentleman dressed like William Wallace.
Oh, my goodness. First things first, fire everyone. Second thing, get all the best players back.
Boom.
Fire everyone.
I want my voice heard. Fire everyone.
Get all the best players back. Well, you know what? I got a relationship with Jeannie. I'm going to run this right over to her.
Good job.
That is a hell of a plan.
Oh, my goodness. First things first, fire everyone. Second thing, get all the best players back.
I don't think anybody can find Jeannie, honestly, unless she's interviewing J.B. Bickerstaff today. But the question was...
Well, maybe Loyola Marymount Law School podcast. I want to start there.
You know, if I worked for the LA Times, I'd be pretty pissed off if Arash Markazi had Jeannie Buss in a classroom and I'd been trying to get a hold of her for months and months and couldn't find her. And next thing you know, she's doing an interview with a bunch of USC students, not answering any tough questions. And my colleague didn't give me the heads up. I'd be pretty hot about that. If I worked for the Times, which I don't.
Where are you? Right behind you.
And I was there that night. I was there. I was one floor beneath Jeannie Buss. The question that was asked to William Wallace.
Fire everybody.
But the question is,
bring all the good
how would
back.
You solve this problem?
Oh, my goodness.
First and he's got
first,
a great.
Fire everyone. Second thing, get all the best players back.
Okay.
A lot of people can do this job. That just goes to show.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is fire everybody and then go out and just get all the best players back. That's it. Can I get all the best players back and fire everybody? Boom. No more protests. You want us to leave? You want these signs to go away? Pretty easy. Fire everybody. Get all the best players back.
So the three solutions from these idiots that are out there today. One.
Well, three that we pulled.
Well, okay.
There's a lot of talk out there. There's going to be there all day and night now. There is going to be, first it's going to be local, and then the wave of national media is going to come, and it is going to be all the same themes, which are?
Fire everybody.
Right.
Bring back the best players.
Right.
The other one was to bring in LiAngelo, LaMelo, and hire LeVar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was the Nick Young one.
And then bring in Nick Young as a general manager because he knows everybody.
He knows, he's friends with everybody, hook him up with a shoe deal. I kind of feel like the LA media got trolled on this by a bunch of douchebags and high school kids.
Pretty much.
They got the LA Times. I mean, they got the whole media needle to move for like 20 dudes arm in arm that don't have jobs in Kobe jerseys.
And they didn't have to because all you had to do was look at the Reddit page. Look at the Reddit page, how disorganized it was, how ridiculous the statement was. And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to that.
Kevin dealt with that guy. Get in here, Kevin. Kevin Figures booked Charles Rivers. And then I saw Charles Rivers' second draft statement, the Port Huron statement, the unabridged version. I saw the second draft, and it felt like he hired his lawyer friend who works at Jacoby and Myers or something to write it up. And then he was really cleaned up today. Carlos Rios, he did Barry from the show Barry, not my boy Barry, the ticket show.
Jay crewed it up.
It looked like, give me the outfit on the mannequin. And he went to like J. Crew or Banana Republic or Abercrombie and was like, I want to wear the outfit on the mannequin because I have a big appearance for my protest. So he had the mannequin outfit. And here's what really pissed me off. And if I was a Cleveland fan, it would have pissed me off too with LeBron back in the day. Yankees hat. It's like, hey, fashionista, you're doing a Laker protest.
Love that you got a Yankees hat on for a Lakers protest.
Maybe he matched his shoes or something, that's all.
Or maybe he's one of those douches that likes the Yankees, the North Carolina Tar Heels, the Lakers. And
maybe,
that's the
I'd say that's
rolls.
More likely.
It was one of those blue Marlin hats on the mannequin at the J. Crew, so he had to complete the whole outfit. Now, Kevin, you actually dealt directly with Rios.
Correct.
And Matt is absolutely right. Not only about lunch and not only about the guy being an idiot, but Matt is right that the Reddit page was a jumbled mess and probably should never have been promoted, and look at what we're sitting on now. But it was and it is. What was your interaction like with Chuck Rivers?
I mean, it was pretty simple. We saw the Reddit page, and he was getting at least what looked like a decent-sized groundswell support on the page. So with the help of our guy Matt, we tracked him down. I got him on the phone and said, would you be interested in talking about your protest that you're staging outside Staples Center? He says, oh, absolutely. I want to get this out. I want people to know. I was like, okay,
fine. Spread the word. My Reddit page is popular.
Exactly. That's what it was. So Fred and Rodney bring him on the show yesterday, and he in very unspectacular fashion described to us what was going to happen.
Poorly.
Probably was not the best spokesperson for his own movement. I'll say that. So probably should have found somebody else to be the front man.
But there was no movement.
There was like 14 people out there.
Somebody is pushing back. Both of you can kick rocks and pound sand, you Sennheiser studio baby dongs. I was there, and there were over 100 people there when they had my primo on the camera for Channel 5, eh? Here's a picture. Suck it down, you losers. And tell Kate I said, ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, Kate. Let me see the picture.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little... I mean, that's about the crowd I saw. I mean, I saw about 50, 60 people, maybe a few more.
But those were people standing around watching.
Well, yeah, there were some
looking... How many are onlookers? Somebody's walking by getting ready to go to Yard House for lunch or something. Exactly. Like, you can't count them.
I don't think we need to split hairs. There was less than 100 people there. Okay? Matt and I could give away a tank top, a small tank top, at a freaking lemonade stand and get 100 idiots to show up. This has been covered by the USA Today.
Yes.
When was the last time Matt and I's last remote wasn't covered by the USA Today with Fraggle Rock looking at all our stuff and messing with us? We don't, I mean, this is,
And you just listen to the audio.
We overcovered this.
I think we are suggesting that there were a bunch of idiots there. That position is backed up by the chants and the conversations that we're hearing during the stand-ups with the protesters and what their mission is.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, everyone. Whoa. Second of all, get all the best players.
Way to go, guys.
Third, give me my butter beer.
Way to go.
Fourth, back to mom's house.
Well, we'll see. Maybe they are making some
There's supposed to be another protest for the weekend.
Yes, that was my other favorite part.
Yeah, for people that can't...
I'm getting some feedback now. The Friday at noon is going to be kind of tough, so I'm going to schedule one for Saturday at 2.
We're
going to do a Saturday at 2 protest.
Well, that way all the people that do local news on the weekends, which is a whole different crew, it really is, they can start, because Chuck and Colleen are going to have their shot at this today. Maybe they don't work on Fridays. But this is now all the weekend guys, like Ted Chen, they can take
Sean
this
Farnham.
And run with it.
Mario Solis was out there today for Channel 4.
Was he really?
I wonder who sent him.
His boss?
Get out there.
Get your ass.
Fred did say that he told Mario to go out and cover the story.
Of course he did.
Get me some good sound for tonight.
Here we go.
I need it.
I'm not an idiot, and I was there, Kate, you baby broken junk donut eating baldy. Why don't you go to Pocatello, Idaho if you hate us that much? Red State Kate sucks! Red State Kate sucks!
Yeah, Kate, you suck!
Ooh, the 858 getting after your ass! Fire, Fire, My daughter's cheerleading squad of 16 is louder than those 100 people out at that stupid protest. Well, I hope so. They're cheerleaders, for God's sakes. Their job. I mean, I
no surprise, it was a wild disappointment.
I drove by. I was
a collection of kooks.
I was not disappointed at all. I was not wild. I drove by slowly in a surveillance like, or spying, depending on how you look at it.
It was on a creep.
I drove by. I crept slow.
Turn my lights off.
Car is flamed up. And I always a little trepidatious, but
rightfully so.
All flamed up in that area.
They thought it was an ambulance coming by. That's what they thought. They had one there. The
ambulance was there. The fire trucks were there. The red coats were there. Seriously, the Staples Center security was there. Yeah.
Probably thought you were like a fire investigator.
Oh, like Robert De Niro in Backdraft?
Pickup. Yeah.
Like the guy who figures out if it's arson or
right,
not?
Right. You got the bright red pickup. You're like coming down and see, hey, man, anybody plans anything nefarious around here?
It's a beautiful bright red Chevy.
That father-son duo trying to light this green plant on fire again?
After the 2009?
Yes.
I crept real slow. So if you guys see any of these shots, any of these dudes getting interviewed like, hey, it's a terrible fire, GD! Sell a team! Move to Irwindale! If you see me creeping all slow, trying to look like Richard Dreyfuss and Emilio Estevez in Stakeout, you are not mistaken.
That was me.
That is me doing some, field work, we call that.
Well done.
Some real PMS field work report.
Should have used your iPhone for a quick interview from the curb.
You know what? I thought about taking a picture, and then I thought about Don being like, my guys, are you trying to incite a riot? Are you trying?
No, there will be no riot because there won't be enough people to create a riot. It will fail miserably.
No, it would be like the student revolution in Les Mis where they all die in slow motion and Jean Valjean saves that one guy so he can have sex with his daughter, Cosette.
You could have fit all the people in the back of your Silverado.
Hey, you know I could. It's illegal.
Look down. That's what you should have said to them.
Are they saying go big red or burn your bra? Well, you know, speaking of big red, that reminds me, it really did remind me, the sadness of it all reminded me of another protest that we saw Just last year, the fall of 2018. Let's hear it.
Urban Meyer!
The Urban Meyer support protest.
Bring Urban back, yeah.
Urban Meyer!
Just because of that foghorn of a man. Honey.
That guy was hoarse for the next 2 weeks.
I led the greatest Urban Meyer chant that you can ever imagine. I know it's part of the American culture to protest, but at the same time, it really did feel kind of weird when there's more media than protesters.
They accomplished their goal.
When I think of protest, I think of a bunch of people with torches, you know, knocking down partitions, you know, fighting with the freaking riot police, punching dudes in helmets, Molotov cocktails, you know, real social change.
It's a peaceful protest, B. Don't want nobody to get hurt.
I want a rock band. Okay. Like a rock band to play my protest anthem. That's what I want. I want a flatbed with a rock band on the back playing my protest anthem. Get it to sink in.
What kind of protest? Like an Elvis Costello style, or do you want more of like a Buffalo Springfield style protest song? Like what kind of protest music are you looking for?
I want it hard, I want it fast.
Okay, so you want like
I want either some hard hip-hop or
also
some
what about
hard
that Beastie
rock.
Boys Iraq song?
Right.
I don't like what's going on in Iraq. Don't you know?
Or Fight the Power always works,
too.
There
you go.
Well,
Fight the Power
is not as good as the Beastie Boys. Obviously, you've never heard the Beastie Boys Iraq song. Matt played it on K-Rock, and he was proud. I'll never forget listening to it on my way to work.
I played it when they were in studio.
And Matt.
And I never played it again.
Had to bob his head, and it was like, don't you know what's going on in Iraq?
That S is super, super whack.
Everybody knows Saddam Hussein. Everybody knows he's insane in the brain. We could get bias.
They're covering it.
Look at
it. We're watching the evil four-letter right now.
They're covering it. Look at that. Palenka must go.
Guy in a nice... There's a guy with a bag on his head.
Baghead. Look at all those people, Matt.
There's the joke.
And the funny thing
is, LaMelo LaVar.
They're really tight shots to make it look like there's a lot of people. Let me tell y'all about this place, Iraq. When I say it is super whack, what is going on in Baghdad? If you don't know.
Oh, they got the mayor to comment on the protest.
Guys, I can't do it. I can't comment. I'm Mayor
Carson. By the way, this clown on the right, I heard earlier saying.
Stage right?
Genie's got to sell the team. When you have Laker fans protesting, arguably a team with the greatest legacy in the history of this sport, and now that fan base has turned on you and is protesting, it is time to sell your team. Well, wait a minute. It's an area of 20 million people. There were 60 people out there protesting. I got to sell my team because 60 people decided to protest?
We'd be off the air years ago.
Years? We'd have never been on the air.
So you're bringing Carlos on Monday to see how it all went?
Chuck River?
Probably not.
I think you are.
Probably not.
I bet you are.
Really?
Fred's going to milk this all weekend. What the hell else is going on? The Dodgers lost 6-0 last night.
Hey,
and we do have
tonight.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck tonight. You're right.
That's right.
Thank you, Kevin. Has the world gone mad?
No, Jason Kidd! No,
I'm
Jason
lucky
Kidd.
That angry mob no, didn't Jason turn over Kidd. My Silverado, right?
Fire Rambus!
Remember when they turned over
Fire
that newsman Rambus. After the Rodney King? I was like, damn, it's popping off in
Center
Valley. First,
turned over a car.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And lit one on fire.
But I didn't see that live on TV.
Get the fire inspector! Get him! Turn his car over.
Look at those kids are chasing me down. That's, yeah. I drove by
there
so slow.
There were six people there.
Man, I wasn't scared. I drove by slow as hell. And there were more than six people, Primo. Don't get those people mad at us, okay, ASA? We'll be right back on PMS.
Like the people that are watching, like, oh, it's what's going on?
It's protest day here on PMS. Let your voice be heard. We'll have my dad on next, Matt. We're still covering all these breaking stories in Los Angeles. Somebody's about to die in a hail of bullets in Vernon.
That's what we believe. Passenger in a small car. Driver has surrendered. Passenger stuck his arm out the window and started firing off a bunch of rounds.
Was shooting at the cops. Don't shoot at them cops!
Now we got a standoff in Vernon. So for those of you thinking you're going to cut off that nightmare 5-7-10 transition.
Oh, what a terrible transition.
By cutting through Vernon. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's a disaster.
Stay on the road, Doug. And meet Max Muncy this Monday at the Century Bar and Grill inside the all-new Hollywood Park Casino. Rogan and Rodney will be broadcasting live from noon to 3. Max will sign autographs, which
Whoa!
Is awesome, from 2 to 3. Yeah, look at that guy shooting out the window.
Dude, that's like Escape from L.A. style.
That is some action movie shooting out the window right there. You guys might want to check out that video by the time you get home tonight. Just hanging out the window, firing off a Glock. Wow.
That gun was gigantic. I mean, that thing was like a joke. I was like, that's not a gun. That's a gun.
Max will be there. Details are at
AM570. Look at the size of that thing.
LASports.com.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a guy shooting out of a window on an
Cates,
LA freeway.
You know a little something about guns. What the hell is that thing?
It'll blow your head clean off.
Right?
That's a big-ass gun.
Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification.
Great. Call Gonzo.
Gun girl.
Gonzo will
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Gonzo will know. Or Magdaleno.
Matt, speaking of shaming our colleagues, this comes from somebody in the 714. And I think this should be said.
Sold out to
Even though I am in his employ and in the employ of the station we're watching right now where the guy's hanging out of the window of that Toyota
it's
shooting off
funny.
A gun.
It's ridiculous that it's happening.
You just don't see that much. You see it in the movies, but that guy really is just right on that overpass just shooting a gun.
Shooting at cops.
Yeah.
In a Prius.
I wonder where those bullets
Only
went.
Only in L.A. So what kind of car were they driving? Prius.
You'd be shocked to know that they're near the L.A. River. Fred should be ashamed for giving those weird-ass, LARP-looking Reddit dudes press for this protest. And you're right. For shame, Fred.
For shame!
I blame Fred.
He got it started.
Right?
Well, Social Matt got it started.
But Fred, no one had to put that guy
you're
on.
You're right. Social Matt's job is to take the pulse of what's happening in town and share it through social media at AM570 LA Sports. Once he did that, Fred thought he was getting a scoop.
And he did.
Because they're on before us.
USA Today and all that. So now people...
If you didn't scoop us, we would have never put that guy on.
People that don't like the Lakers are like, look at this. Or people that don't like the current situation with the Lakers, which is a bad situation, obviously. The ownership has been making multiple mistakes year in and year out. And people that don't like it, what do they say?
We don't like it, Mike.
They're protesting. That's how bad the Lakers are.
Did you ever think fans would protest the Lakers?
And no, I didn't. And then people that want to support the current ownership group, Jeannie Buss, maybe her friends, are saying things like, look at this stupid fake-ass protest. And people like us are like...
14 guys.
Yeah, people like us are like, wow. Look at all those media covering that weird protest out there.
Slow news day? Because there's a guy in a Prius with a giant gun
shooting hanging a freaking
out a passenger
gun.
Window, firing at cops.
And still the protest is the number one thing going on. This guy is going full Grand Theft Auto. I mean, that is, and it is disturbing, Matt.
It's terrible.
What if somebody was hit by a stray bullet
exactly.
from one of those, that
not
357
okay.
Magnum, blow your
I
head clean off.
I just can't get over the size of the gun.
You know what this is? It's a 357 Magnum. Blow your head clean off.
So you got to ask yourself a question.
And you're thinking right now, did he fire five or six times? Well, I got to ask you, do you feel lucky, punk?
The guy who was shooting out of the car is still in the car, and it's just at a standstill.
But what
now.
Happened to the driver?
They arrested the guy who was the driver.
The driver's
passenger.
Like, dude, this
well,
guy's
I
crazy.
I know, but like, how?
The driver's like, loot, dude.
The driver just ran? He's
I
like,
would.
F you, I'm out.
They don't know the status of the passenger, if he got shot or what. So they're sending a drone, a police drone, over the car.
Magdaleno says it's a Desert Eagle.
It's a Desert Eagle?
It's a Desert Eagle.
Okay. I mean, it's... Like, if I were watching a movie and a guy was hanging out of a window with that gun, I'd be like, do they really have to give him a gun that big? They don't make guns that big. There's no way. It's a hand cannon.
It really is something. And we got a protest, or at least a protest breaking up, down at Staples Center. In the meantime, there's a guy hanging out of a window in Vernon just firing like it's True Detective Part 2.
That guy is not hopped up on a gummy or two. He is on full-blown meth.
One or two.
That guy is on full-blown meth.
I don't know. It looks like he knows how to handle that Desert Eagle. Like, if I shot
yeah,
that gun.
He's not hip-hop videoing it. He's got it locked. He's got his arms locked.
He knows how to
two
fire.
Hands.
Maybe some training. If I shot that gun, it would pop back and hit me in the head and knock me out
the window.
I'd fall out of the car and then be run over by a big rig.
It's not funny. People could have been hurt by stray bullets.
That's right. And all you protesters.
You're idiots.
I don't know, Matt. At the end of the day, I think the protesters are sitting at Casey's Underground on Grand right now, ordering some pickle juice.
High-fiving.
And feeling like they, because they did. They yes. got.
Well, they specifically said they
international
want
international media coverage.
They want to get the attention of ESPN, and we were watching the Evil Four Letter earlier, and they played coverage of the protest.
The LA Times had video at 11:59, three or four videos already up. I mean, the thing did accomplish its purpose, which was embarrass the Lakers, and those guys aren't embarrassed. They embarrass themselves every day. Who shows up at a Reddit protest? And who hangs out of the window of a Toyota and just like shoots off rounds?
Of all the cars, as I see them close in, it's got to be a Prius, and like the guy that's driving, what is the hey, yeah, do me a favor, slow down a little bit. Why?
I'm going to lean out and shoot at
I'm going to hang out the window here.
And if you're CHP and you've been through 1,000 car chases and all of a sudden a dude comes out of the window, you're like, hey, what he's doing? Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And he starts firing off rounds. What? You're not going to be like, all right, you know what? This has gone too far. Chase is off.
I mean,
you're
going
to get his ass.
If I'm
makes it worse.
If I'm talking to myself of 20 years ago and I say, hey, listen. There's going to come a day where you're going to watch a guy hang out of a hybrid car that runs on both electricity and gas. And he's going to be firing a hand bazooka at a cop. And the cops are going to squeeze him in. And then they're going to get like this floating remote control, like a plane.
The drone. They got
no,
a drone.
Like a copter. It's kind of like a copter, but it's got four props and you can just hover.
It weighs a half of a pound.
Well,
and we're
going to
throw
do?
It up into the sky and we're going to bomb this
it's
guy.
We're going to drop a bomb on him. And that's how we're going to kill him.
We're going to
bomb him from a remote controlled toy.
We're going to blow that Prius into the Farmer John smokestack.
Wait, what's going to happen? It's going to be right outside of the slaughterhouse.
We are your social unrest show of record.
Where will the car come to rest? Oh, Vernon? This is just it's a stockyard, and it's a freaking, it's a port, and it's a train station.
Here's a question for you, Matt.
Smells like death.
Though rhetorical, here's a question. More of the following. Cops in Vernon right now or residents of Vernon?
Cops.
Oh, by like 1,000.
Yes, it's not even close.
Can't see me face, dude.
Balaclava. I need you to slow down a little bit on this off-ramp. Why? Because I'm about to get out this Prius.
Something about today makes me feel like I got to become like a doomsday prepper. I got to start stockpiling. There's a house in Holmby Hills with thousands of guns.
I need canned goods.
This guy's hanging out of the car and shooting like face-off. And we got a protest.
Got a SWAT drone.
Got a protest at Staples Center saying fire both
rampuses.
We
got a dude with a ponytail wearing half yellow, half purple makeup.
You had protesters covering their face. Yeah, this guy's shooting a gun out of his car. You don't need a mask.
Yeah, the pro. I don't want him. I don't want my boss to see me at this Laker protest. We'll be right back with my father. You know, he's got, you know, just when you feel like America's lost, my dad's doing a standard jazz show for everybody at the Catalina in May.
Wonderful. We'll get the details next. We'll update you as more details become available.
Pretty sure that guy's dead.
Think so.
Or dying.
They've surrounded him with armored SWAT vehicles. Driver surrender. He is a murder suspect.
Now, Matt, you know our friend Terry Anzaldo, TA.
Yeah.
This is his niece, the girl from Best Coast. What a great band. I saw him at the Beach Light Fest. Love that band.
Love TA.
They weren't super pleased to be put on after Sugar Ray.
Well, Saturday was kind of an outlier little stretch there. You know, when you get the Everclear and you get the Sugar Ray and you kind of look at what I miss.
I think they just blew the car up.
Nice.
I think they just put a bomb in the car and blew it up.
Probably wanted to see if he flinched or not.
Two for flinching. He's dead.
He done.
Why don't you shake him, see if he comes to?
Your dad's on.
Is he dead? Why don't you shake him, see if he comes to?
Yeah, Sharkies.
Joining us now, jazz aficionado. Show's right around the corner, Matt. We're like 2 weeks out from the big Thursday show. My father, former
2 weeks
life
from yesterday?
2 weeks from yesterday.
All right.
Is it the 22nd?
3 weeks from yesterday.
3 weeks from yesterday.
Well, what's today? Today's the 10th.
2 weeks.
So, yeah, 23rd, right?
Dad, when's the show?
13 days, man.
2 weeks from yesterday.
I dig that.
It's arithmetic. 23 minus 10.
All right, May 23rd at the Catalina. Call the Catalina and make your reservations today. I gotta get a table.
Ask for Manny.
Do I have to get a table?
Or what do you want me to do? I'll get you a table.
No, I'll get a table. But my father is going to be singing. It was a wild success in a sold-out room at Vitello's in Studio City last month. This month, he's going to do it again, and we're going to have a good time. Not like this terrible shooting and the sad protest at Staples Center. How are you feeling, Dad?
I'm feeling good. Is Vic the Brick there?
He's not.
I'd really like him to come to the performance.
I will ask him. As you know, Vic is a little limited with his movements.
I know. His buddy, Elliot Gould, good bet that he'll be there.
All right.
I've had dinner with the two of them before a couple of times. And I know that Vic would, you know.
He'd love it.
Just his spirit being there would turn me on. Help me.
Well, I have been to see Vic the Brick on multiple occasions in venues all over Los Angeles. So it's something that we can work out if Vic is up for it, and we'll figure it out. So the show is coming
right
up. You're excited about what?
It's just a thought about him, you know, that I'd love for him to be there.
All right, Dad.
Oh, I got something for you, Mr. Papadakis.
Is it Mother's Day related?
Yeah.
Today, you know, we do the dead and alive guy birthday of the day all the time.
Oh, there you go.
And I mentioned today's alive guy birthday of the day is somebody you happen to know, Dave Mason. One of the all-time great rockers.
Dave, feeling all right.
Exactly.
Now, he used to come in the restaurant. Am I over-exaggerating that he was a very good customer? I remember him being
He used to come and spend the night at our house.
Yeah.
When he was, too inebriated to go home. I would bring him home, for crying out loud.
Now,
something else. You know, he loved Greeks, and he loved the Greek people and the island of Greece, particularly the island of
Aegina.
He composed the song Feeling All Right on the island of Hydra.
Ah.
That's where they filmed the movie A Boy and a Dolphin. It's, you know, a very artistic, beautiful cove type of harbor that they have there that's almost idyllic Mediterranean.
Is that the one right by Athens where we went to the baptism?
Near Athens. It's near Poros and Aegina.
Right.
And it's
Aegina. That's the one I thought it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, man, Dave Mason was very close to me, and through the years, you know, we had so many great people from the music business coming in, and we always had an encyclopedic collection of music in CDs and tapes. This is before the digital era, and we'd find their song and music and put it on, and they'd stand on tables and sing. You know, Stevie Winwood would come in. Of course, you know about Gary Wright. He came in for years. But Gary brought a unique assortment of people in. He brought Dave Mason.
So that's how we got to know Dave Mason. He brought
George, what was the Beatles' name? George
Harrison. Yeah, he and Dave were very close.
I was going to say Hamilton. George Harrison.
George Harrison came to the restaurant?
When they come in, we were so giddy and happy.
I do, George Harrison.
We spent all night with them there, playing their music and laughing, and then playing stuff that, you know, they all admired Dylan, and so did we. And Tommy and I would put on a Dylan act. You know, and some of me like Sinatra. One night, Frankie Avalon demanded we play Sinatra all night. We played it all night for him.
Frankie Avalon?
Frankie Avalon was a real gentleman. Real gentleman. Just loved Sinatra because Sinatra used to let him, you know, perform with him, be an opening act and all. And Sinatra wasn't self-conscious about the guy being younger or good-looking or nothing. You know, he gave him an opportunity. Sinatra was like that.
It's good stuff.
Well, maybe you might bring a young guy on stage to help 23rd.
Maybe we can get Dave Mason there.
No. Lou only will give me 14 songs, so we've got to get through those, and that's it, he said.
14 songs? That's a lot of songs.
That's an hour and a half.
It is, and that's what we have planned now. And I'm looking at him right now.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, Petro, the bathtub gin went over pretty well, didn't it?
Dave Magdaleno's been playing your music on the Dodgers games. And I think the Daily Breeze is writing about that. So congratulations
on
your press.
Yeah, they are. Petra, I want to thank you for the quote you gave them. I had a chance to glimpse at it, you know, in a forward edition. And I really appreciate it because I used to watch my mother do speeches, public speaking. And I'd be so queasy, you know, at the beginning. There'd be 400 or 500 people there. She'd stand up to speak and I'd say, oh, my God, I was mortified on her behalf. And then within 20, 30, 40 seconds, I was laughing and forgot the fact that she was my mother completely and just got into her message.
That's how I used to feel when people stuffed money in your pants during the belly dancing act at the restaurant.
Well, it's a little different than the taverna. We had to have certain techniques to bring people to San Pedro, Petro, and stuffing money in a jock strap was one of them.
It was a
you do what you got to do to make a buck.
That's right.
Well, happy birthday to Dave Mason. We don't talk to him anymore, huh?
Tommy and I saw him at that St. Rock place.
Uh-huh.
In Hermosa.
Allen's Bar?
Yeah. We saw him there how long ago? A couple of years ago, and we had a nice talk, and we communicate by email.
Well, that's nice.
It says he still lives in Ojai. You should invite him to the show.
He wrote more than one great song.
We would love to have him as a guest.
Very memorable rock anthems.
Matt's a big fan.
I love We Just Disagree, one of my all-time favorites.
Wasn't he with Cream?
No. Traffic.
No, he was Traffic.
Traffic. Right, he was with Traffic. But they were, you know, what I say, they from the mid-60s.
That's right.
But he and Clapton were very close.
And Jimi Hendrix.
Well, Dave taught them a lot. He's still a great guitarist, even his age.
Well, tell him!
Get him out to the show at the Catalina, May 23rd.
May 23rd. Yeah, ask for Manny.
I'll bring Dave Mason to your studio one day, and you can tell him yourself.
That'd be unreal.
That's what I'm referring to. To hell with the Catalina. It's going to be a freak.
Get your tickets now.
There's going to be a lot of people at the Catalina, and I'm going to be one of them.
They used to eat our lamb chops with their fingers.
That's right, Dave Mason, his hot British daughter. All right, Pop, I love you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Papadakis.
I think that guy's dead, man.
I don't know. I want to see the dog. I want the dog to get him. Here we go. They're taking the dog.
The dog's there, but there's a dog and a remote control thing. Looks like a Tonka truck.
Maybe they're worried he's going to shoot the dog.
He can't have that dog get shot like in the movie The Rookie.
Hell no.
You think he's dead? You don't think the crows flying around the car are like, I don't know, a clue?
I think he's dead too, Cates.
Well, just because there's a couple crows and vultures.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, they're bringing in the remote.
Remote control tank.
I love that. This guy's dead, dude. This guy's just bleeding out while they're like, okay, turn it around. Move the thing.
What do you think? You think he's dead? I think he's playing possum. I don't know. I think he's dead. I don't know.
Why don't you shake him, see if he comes to? I'm going to have him shaken
now,
by this machine.
Isn't that a gun at the end of that thing?
I thought it looked like
the
a pooper scooper.
All right.
We'll be right back with more.